It's that time of year where rummage sales are springing up left and right in Wisconsin, and bargain hunters are on the prowl for great deals. Have you ever thought of having your own?
Whether it's in your yard or your garage, having a rummage sale can be a great way to clean out your closets and make a few extra bucks in the process, but you can't just throw stuff out on tables and expect it to sell. A little bit of planning can go a long way, and the question being, where do you start?
Today on Teach Me What You Know, we're going to find out what it takes to run a successful rummage sale. To help us do that, we've got Janelle Gallatin with us. She's a sales event expert with RummageWisconsin.com. Janelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So say somebody out there is thinking, yeah, I could maybe do a yard sale, garage sale this summer. What's the first thing they should start thinking about?
Well, the thing is preparation. Spend some time identifying what you want to sell and make sure that you're spreading the words. So advertising is a big thing. You want to do advertising through, there's lots of different ways. Obviously, rummagewisconsin.com is one, but, you know, through things like Craigslist and other online, and, of course, your local newspaper. What's great about the local newspaper is that you usually get the online version and the print version, too, so you reach a greater audience.
I want to talk about the preparation bit a little bit more. I'm someone who loves the idea of making some money off all the stuff that's sitting in my house in storage, but it just seems incredibly daunting sort of organizing it and pricing it. How do we take care of that stuff, and how long does it take typically?
Well, that all depends on, obviously, the amount of items you have to sell. But we recommend organizing items. You can kind of organize them in five basic categories, such as clothes, electronics, housewares, furniture, lawn and garden equipment. You want to make sure that your items are clean, too. It doesn't mean that they have to be spotless, but even just, you know, taking a little something, a rag or something, and wiping the dust off of items, and making sure that you're, especially with clothes, a pet peeve for myself, even going to rummage sales, is having stacks and stacks of clothes that are unorganized. And the reason I mention clothes is because there's lots of moms that go to sales to, say, buy children's clothing. And they know specifically what sizes that they're looking for. And it is so helpful to go into a rummage sale. And even if they just have, you know, a table with a piece of paper that says, you know, 3T here, 4T there, and so on, it saves people a lot of time, and it actually saves you a lot of mess. You don't have to clean up because people aren't rummaging through everything because they know exactly what they're looking for.
I've done a couple of garage sales, and I got to say the most daunting part of it for me was how to price things. How do we get started? How do we figure out how to show the price, first of all, and what to charge for everything?
Well, there's lots of different options, but you should always price your items to sell and be realistic. People are looking for deals. We actually, on our website, have some great guides for pricing your items. There's some suggestions, but there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You could do something as you could actually price each individual item with a sticker. Another thing that people have done is they might use, like, colored dots. So, you know, red is 50 cents, green is a dollar, and so on. That way you can just go through and just put the dots on. Other things, too, I've seen people do where they have, they'll go to their local grocery store and they'll get a bunch of boxes and they'll write $1, fill this box for a dollar, and bigger boxes are more money. People do bag sales where they'll have fill the bag for $5 of clothing. What you don't want to do, though, is have no pricing at all. So you want to make sure that you at least have some type of a guideline for people, because there are people that are going to negotiate with you, but then there's some people that are going to be very turned off by the fact that there's no pricing.
Even with the pricing, should we go into this expecting to haggle with people over the price?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Especially on the bigger ticket items. You know, that may be where you write something like make an offer on it, and then that will encourage people to talk to you. Some people have even done the silent auction method where they place out a sheet so customers can write down their name, phone number, and a bid. But yes, definitely expect that people will try to haggle with you a bit.
And how about that thing you've got some sentimental attachment for, but you know you should probably get rid of it. Should we let that get in the way when we're haggling?
Absolutely not. That's the thing that I always tell people is remember that the things that you're putting out on your rummage sale are things that you've decided you want to let go of. So you also need to let go of the emotional attachment. It's very hard to sell something that means so much to you. So if it really means that much, you probably shouldn't have it out on your rummage sale. And remember what your purpose is, too. You know, if you're having a rummage sale to clear clutter or to, you know, fundraising, making money for something, you know, keep that perspective in mind rather than that emotional attachment to the item itself.
So let's say we've got ourselves organized and priced and it's the morning of the sale. How early should we start and get out there?
Well, you know, I think that that actually is dependent on different regions and things like that. It also depends on if you're in a neighborhood sale. So, for example, sometimes neighborhood sales, if it's a very organized sale, they'll say, you know, everybody starts at a certain time. Maybe it's 8 o'clock. But usually I would say that sales start usually between 7 and 8 a.m. is a good time to start.
And should we hold it to the weekend, or is it good to try to get ahead of the competition and have a Wednesday start or a Thursday start?
Well, and again, I think that that's regional. I'm actually up in northern Wisconsin, and it seems to be here sales start Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday are what we call the big days here. By Saturday, there's not as many sales going. But now I was living down in the Madison area, and there it's usually Fridays are the big days. So I guess you can kind of gauge it based on what you're seeing other sales doing.
Now, you mentioned a couple of ways to publicize. You want to run us through those again quickly and something that we might not have considered, you know, an ad, a local neighborhood listserv. Is it terribly important that we get the word out?
Absolutely. I would say that, you know, again, the first one is newspaper, classified ad. And again, you're getting the print version, and then you're usually getting the online version too. We have Rummage Wisconsin has a big list that we have on there where you can list your sales too. We also see a lot on Craigslist. The thing too, that's nice about online version listing is that you can add pictures to it. And I highly recommend adding pictures, especially of your bigger ticket items and showing them that it's a sale worth going to. And keeping in mind that when you take the pictures, make sure your items are organized. Make sure you don't have piles of things because that will turn customers away. And then I've even seen some things like on such sites as like Facebook where they have local groups that advertise thrift sales and rummage sales too. So really the social media is huge for getting the word out there.
Here's a specific question. The one thing I had a hard time displaying was things I wanted to put up on hangers like coats or shirts. What's a good way? I was fiddling around with ladders and extension cords. It was really comical. What's a good way to put out hanging stuff at a yard sale?
Well, again, I would say that, you know, definitely you can use the makeshift thing, making sure it's safe. There are times when you could even look on Craigslist or something like that and see if you can find, you know, from like clothing stores and stuff like those hangers. And what you can even do is if you end up having to purchase them to do your sale, you could sell them at your sale too. Say after my sale's done, they're available for pickup. That's another way. But if you have to put things on a table and neatly fold them, that's okay. Just make sure that your stacks aren't too high. But you definitely do want to hang anything that you can, if that's possible. And make sure it's, like if it's clothing, try to get some of the wrinkles out and stuff too, because that'll just help you sell the items more too.
A lot of great advice. Janelle, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
That was Janelle Gallatin, sales event expert at rummagewisconsin.com. If you can't get enough rummage sale talk, you're in luck. Thursday at this time, we'll ask you what's the best item you've ever found at a rummage sale or a flea market. Head on over to the Central Time Facebook page and let us know. Share a picture if you have one.